Before you took your first breath, before you even had a body, your soul already had a plan, a map, a blueprint. And yet, here you are, making choices every day that can change the way that plan plays out. So, let me ask you, are you living a life you chose, or a life that was chosen for you? Religion taught us it's all free will. Your choices make or break you, but systems like numerology, astrology, soul contracts whisper something different, that your life was scripted long before you got here. So which is it? Are you writing the story or just acting in the play that already been written? Well, right now, we're not just going to scratch the surface of that question. We're going to dive deep into it. Peel it back and look at how free will and destiny actually dance together in your life every single day. Because the truth isn't one side or the other. The truth is in the tension between them. And once you understand that, life stops being confusing and it starts being educational. So, welcome to the Soul's Blueprint, where destiny meets free will. Since the beginning of time, humanity has wrestled with one of the greatest questions. Do we choose our lives, or are our lives already chosen for us? Religion across the world leaned heavily on free will. The story was simple. Your choices determine your fate. Choose well, and you're rewarded. Choose poorly, and you're punished. Free will became the moral backbone of existence. But when we step into the world of divination, numerology, astrology, soul contracts, a different picture emerges. The system point not to random choices, but to a blueprint. They speak of life as if it has already been written, as though we're walking a script our soul decided for us long before birth. So, which is true? Free will or destiny? The truth is not so simple. Life is not built on one pole. It's built on duality. And just as the day requires night, inhale requires exhale, freedom and destiny require one another. So, I ask you this real quick. Do you lean more toward free will or destiny? If you had to put your belief on a scale, which side would it tilt to? Destiny isn't written by chance, nor by an external judge in the sky. Destiny is written by the soul itself, your higher self. Long before you arrived in the body you now wear, your soul crafted the outline, the blueprint, the themes, the lessons. As one of the great philosophers, Manly P. Hall, he once said, "Destiny is ourselves catching up with ourselves." Quite interesting to me, if you ask. Every pattern you face today stems from actions set in motion long ago. Not as punishment, but as education. Think of one repeating challenge in your life. Does it feel like it's punishment, or does it feel like a lesson trying to circle back? Imagine a road stretched out in front of you. Your destiny is that road. The fact that you will travel is not in the question, it's already set. But free will, that decides how you move along the road. Do you crawl? Do you run, glide, stumble, drive in a car? Destiny provides the classroom. Free will decides which student shows up inside you, the one chasing the pleasure or the one seeking wisdom. What's one area in your life where you know the road is set, but you still resist how to walk it? Who inside you is driving? The appetite-driven self or the soul-driven self? Numerology may reveal you're meant to be an actor. Free will decides if you shine on stage or act your way through life behind a mask. Astrology may reveal you're destined to be a teacher. Free will chooses if you teach in schools or build mystery schools or teach through example alone. Even when free will collides with others, when people resist, punish, or reject you, that collision itself is destiny. The how, the response, the growth, well, that belongs to you. Have you ever lived out a destiny in its shadow form? Kind of like wearing the mask instead of embodying the gift? Well, when we resist destiny, cycles repeat. The universe plays the same note until we hear the melody. Change is the one thing that can change the course of destiny. Until we integrate the lesson, the cycle reappears with mathematical precision. Not to punish, but to teach. So, what cycle in your life keeps looping back? Is it showing up as the same type of person, job, or situation? So, before we get out of here, three very important questions for you to sit back and reflect on. Ask yourself, what cycles repeat in my life, whispering of destiny I haven't embraced? Where have I confused the what with the how? What consequences am I still avoiding that seek resolution? I want y'all to remember, free will and destiny are not enemies, they're dance partners. Destiny frames the story. Free will writes the chapters. Together, they compose the masterpiece of your soul's journey. One last question. If destiny is the what and the free will is the how, what's one what you know is a part of your blueprint? And what how are you choosing right now to live it? Thanks for hanging out with me. And remember, you're all stars. So shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.